If you are concerned about your own financial future, of course, you can try to sock away, if you get one, some of your holiday bonus. On Wall Street, securities firms are beginning to hand out end-of-the-year bonuses. Those bonuses are often seen as a key measure of Wall Street's financial health, and they can have a big impact on New York City's economy. NPR's Jim Zarroli looks at how big bonuses are likely to be this year.
In most industries, the bonus is a salary sweetener, a bit extra in someone's paycheck at the end of the year. Not so on Wall Street, says compensation consultant Alan Johnson.
Wall Street is unique in that the great bulk of compensation is delivered in year-end bonus. On Wall Street, for many people, the bonus is 50, 70, 90% of their total compensation.
Johnson says most firms determine bonuses by committee behind closed doors. Employees don't know what they're getting until they're called into their boss's office. Outside the Deutsche Bank building in Lower Manhattan, some bank employees are taking a cigarette break. One young man, who doesn't want his name disclosed, says he plans to save his bonus for his wedding, though he won't know for a few weeks how big it will be.
I think I'm pretty good. I try to save. Some people just go out and it's their time to spend. And it can be anything. Dinners, clothes, computers, TVs.
In fact, a lot of people spend their bonuses right away, and that typically pours billions of dollars into the New York economy. Ray Rosen is a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. She says a strong bonus season can add 2 percentage points to personal income growth in New York State.
It's like the elephant moving through the python. There's this large sum of money coming out, and it's going to flow out into the city's personal income tax collections, the city's corporate income tax collections. It's going to flow out into purchases for real estate and autos, all sorts of things like restaurants, flowers, black car services.
Two big walk-in closets as you came in that are really a nice size.
Mm-hmm. On a weekday afternoon, Catherine Bregman of the Douglas Elliman real estate firm is showing a six-room apartment on the Upper East Side. It's on the market for $2.1 million. The customers today include a banker and his securities lawyer wife. Bregman says a lot of people start looking for apartments early in the year.
And the year goes on, their area does very well, the firm's doing very well, and they feel that their bonus is going to be higher than what they originally were projecting for themselves, just in their own budget. So they'll go out and escalate into maybe a different price point.
With so much at stake, New York officials closely monitor the size of Wall Street bonuses. This year, the picture is good, but not great. Bonuses fell after the recession and terrorist attacks of 2001. Economist Frank Fernandez of the Securities Industry Association says they're still well below peak levels, but they'll probably be up about 8% over last year.
We're having an okay year. It'll probably end up being about our fourth best year in terms of profitability, but we were achieving that not through revenue growth, but through continued cuts in expenses. So it's not the kind of atmosphere where, you know, large bonus increases are the rule. They tend to be the exception.
Many economists say the impact of bonuses exposes a problem for New York's economy. Over the years, New York has grown too dependent on the highly volatile securities industry for wages and tax revenues, and many believe it needs to take steps to diversify its income in the years to come. Jim Zarroli, NPR News, New York.